T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
By an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
The Showboats are back in Memphis.
We can't wait to have you for the USFL.
Let's go.
Ticket prices start at just $10 for their long-awaited homecoming season.
All the way to the house.
April 15th starts a new era of pro football at the Liberty Bowl when the Showboats seek to reclaim their USFL legacy. Bring the whole family and don't miss the Showboat's historic return.
It's a touchdown!
Buy your tickets today at theusfl.com.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Caggianos, it's keeping their yard pristine with a John Deere Z530MC track mower. Because it's not just a yard, it's a gathering place.
Work and play kind of meld together for us.
They run a brewery, harvest their own hops, and keep things tidy for their guests.
People say, what are you? Are you a farmer or a brewer? So I say, I'm a farmer brewer.
When you love what you do, it's not really work. Run with us on a Z530M mower and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins is the columnist of Daily Memphian, also hosts of the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11 right here at 92.9 FM ESPN on Twitter at Jeff_Calkins. We do have some breaking news to bring Jeff on to. And I say breaking news, slightly breaking news. Grizzlies PR just put out their status report for the Rockets tomorrow night. And no Ja Morant listed anywhere. Not questionable, not out, none of that. So Ja will be back. I feel like the Grizzlies, considering last night and Ja's return, they're sort of easing the pain that a lot of Memphis sports fans felt on Friday night with the Tigers.
Yeah, this has been a good some good news on the Grizzlies front, no question. It is amazing how it turns. Like I said this on my show, but occasionally I have asked during the course of the season, which of these teams is more apt to advance in the postseason, the Tiger or the Grizzlies. And there were various points along the way where you would have said one or the other. Like you might have, oh, no, the Tigers. Like a week ago, you would have said, or 2 weeks ago, certainly, you would have said the Tigers are more likely to advance because you think, ah, they'll probably get an 8-9 game and they'll win it and whatever else. And the Grizzlies look like they're going down. And here we are And now, obviously, we know the Tigers did not advance, and we know that with the disaster that the West is turning into be, a mess at this point,
yep.
And with the Grizzlies both winning games and now getting Ja Morant back, it's interesting. I think if you want to dream about the Grizzlies going to the NBA Finals, it's not what I would predict, but if you want to dream about that, I think it's a dream that is not completely far-fetched, and that is kind of remarkable given where we were 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and Ja Morant coming back. Last night, I mean, I obviously Jaren, fourth straight game with 25-plus. The bench looks better. The positivity, I mean, compared to a month ago, is completely back. What did you think, though, ultimately? I mean, Ja finally spoke to reporters today, said it wasn't about a substance abuse issue, wasn't about alcohol, it's about him managing stress. What did you think about the presser in itself and some of the quotes that came out of it?
Well, first of all, to the other thing which you mentioned just about the win, and that, I think it's kind of important that not just for the purposes of the standings, but I think it's important that the team without Ja flourished in the way they did, in
yes.
the sense of I think it now that Ja is coming back, he's not coming back as some rescuer. He's coming back to a team that has been winning without him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming back to the team, too, that in the interim, it feels like some players, not necessarily because of his absence, but in his absence, have taken further strides. We've seen the best, really, offensive streak from Jaren in his entire career.
Yep.
We've got seen Dillon going crazy, getting his edge back, whatever that looks like, whatever you think of that. We've seen that. We've seen David Roddy emerging. We've seen Tyus Jones playing very effective basketball. And so a lot of good things have happened. So I think you should feel pretty good about what do they always talk about, the culture,
mm-hmm.
you know, the culture of that team. And he's rejoining a team that has reestablished its culture. And when you talk about how he has to live up to certain representations or accountability, I think that's easier to do when you step away and you see they can flourish without you. I think it's easier for everybody to have this role and holding them responsible. In terms of today, you know, it was an interesting scene. It was the rules are you have to be made available if you're going to play. If you practiced, players have to be made available if they're going to play the next night, and he's going to play.
Yeah.
And so there was a much bigger crowd than typical. It included reporters from the New York Times, from the Athletic, from ESPN, and from the Associated Press, in addition to local outlets. And Ja just walked up there, and he stood behind a sort of temporary rope up against the wall of the practice gym. It wasn't scripted. It wasn't, you know, no one tried to say, don't ask him about this or don't ask mm-hmm. him about that. And for 9 minutes, in a much, much less structured setting than I think we saw with Jalen Rose, he answered to one extent or another. He answered every question that was asked. And in the end, like, I think we've all reached, at least for me, the point where we're kind of sick of words when it comes to Ja. Like, there's been so many words spilled over Ja. But so then, as you point out, some of them were interesting. Like, some of the words were, okay, he said he doesn't have an alcohol problem. It was interesting because he wasn't asked if he had an alcohol problem. He was asked, the question was, did alcohol play any role in your decision making? And he said, I don't have an alcohol problem. I've never had an alcohol problem. So it was like he clearly had it in his mind he wanted to bat out of the air any idea that he had an alcohol problem. He said there was no gun issue in his family. He batted that out of the air. He said, I asked him a question, it's kind of a fumbling question. I asked him a question about these other incidents and what had changed that he sort of was now feeling contrite about these other incidents around town, you know, the ones you know about.
Yeah.
And he said, I did say that I had a role in them, but I never said that I did anything wrong. And, in any of them. And I can't wait basically till I can give my side of it. Now they're under seal. Now the truth of the matter is he can give his side of it, even if the case are under seal. It doesn't mean he can't talk, but whatever. So he wasn't completely, you know, he was holding fast to his view that he really hadn't done anything wrong in those incidents and will be ultimately vindicated. So I'm just trying to go through some of the other interesting things he said.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that the most interesting thing was I asked him how he felt about the idea of, you know, being introduced tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And he said that he's kind of uncomfortable. And he said, honestly, I was uncomfortable last night, and I'm kind of uncomfortable right now. And I just thought, you know, as you sort of sift through what's honest, what's sincere, that just felt totally honest to me.
Yep.
He looked like a guy, a 23-year-old who had effed up, who was now trying to make his way back and didn't know how to feel. Like, getting an ovation, a massive ovation, which he will get tomorrow, because you embarrassed your family, which I think is what really bothers him almost as much as anything. He risked his fortune. He embarrassed his family. He did that. To get an ovation for that because you went to some kind of counseling or whatever else, he'll welcome it, and in the end, I'm sure it'll move him. I think he just feels uncertain and awkward, as I think is natural that anyone would. So he didn't proclaim that I'm all better and everything's fine and 2 weeks of counseling have set me right. He said it's an ongoing process, and I really don't know how to feel. And I thought that had the real ring of truth to it.
Right. And, like, if you put yourself in his shoes, he's had the curtain peeled all the way back about who he is and what he's about, and people are making assumptions about him. I mean, that is an uncomforting feeling. You're living in that 100%. In that fishbowl. And you're 23 years old. You used to be able to get away with things like this. You weren't in the public eye. Now you are. You've learned that people have a vested interest, especially in the city of Memphis, of how you're conducting yourself off the floor. And that is an uncomfortable feeling. No question about it.
There's no question. Like, he once was just beloved, right? And he still is in Memphis beloved, right? But, like, there are pictures of him in the strip joint. And
yeah.
Just, like, he can't take back. He can't erase those, right? And yes, he did it to himself, but I would ask, does that make it easier or harder? I think it's maybe even harder knowing that you did it to yourself, knowing that he very clearly just truly, as well as one might imagine, loves his mom and dad. And a couple times he talks about how much he hurt them. Mm-hmm. And he knows he did it, you know?
Yep.
And so I think that makes it really hard for him. And so I think he's feeling, uncertain, somewhat humbled. There are times when he then, like, I don't have an alcohol problem, I don't have a gun problem, I don't have this sort of, yeah. Then he feels like he's trying to seize who he is and, like, no, just because you can say these things about me might be true, but I'm not going to let you say these. And that's understandable too, that he pushes back at certain things. But he seemed to me like a 23-year-old young man. Gary Parrish used to make this point. 5 years in 2018, at the end of the 2018 season, he was a zero-star recruit,
yep,
who was the third leading scorer on Murray State Racers, averaging 12 points a game. 5 years ago. He was not just a zero-star recruit. He then went to college basketball, and he was just an anonymous college basketball player, right? He was, mm-hmm, Deontay Kennedy or whatever,
yeah,
right? Like, he was Elijah McCadden. And 5 years later, he is one of the five biggest names in the NBA with a massive endorsement deals and a massive contract. And anytime he even goes up to, as we saw last night, support his teammate in the post-game presser, all of a sudden people,
yep,
are, he's in a fishbowl. And he screwed up in the fishbowl. That's the other thing. It's one thing if you would, and I think I got the sense that he's feeling abashed by it. Now, again, all of this is just words. Who knows what's going to happen? I don't believe 2 weeks of therapy is much to fix anything in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that doesn't sound, I don't think that's how it works. I do think, Taylor Jenkins talked again about holding him accountable and whatever else. And I do think that maybe this is made, it's a really important shift that has been made,
yep,
in terms of the ways that the organization can and will relate to him now, that will help him, I think, in his ongoing recovery. So I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful to what's going to happen next. But to me, the most striking thing was how uncertain and appropriately so, Ja was yes. on this day.
And you mentioned, okay, 2 weeks of therapy may not figure it out. And I think that's fair. Like, I think that there's a lot of people saying that. You know, you talk to, you know, counselors in that field, and they say, okay, maybe 2 weeks isn't enough to fix the problems that you're having off the floor. But with a 23-year-old, I've always stood by this. And again, it's show, don't tell at this moment. But embarrassment and public shaming can certainly lead you in the right direction, regardless of how much therapy you're seeking. I think embarrassment in itself could lead him down a path that he needs to be led down.
Yeah, I think it depends what it is. I think there's no question that this will sharpen up the need. It has never been clearer to him. It can't have been the need for good decision making.
Yes.
You know, like once upon a time. And so if that's all it was about, if there's not underlying issues that, and I don't know, I don't pretend to know. If it's just about, hey, I once thought I could get away with this, now I can't. I think that can be, you can be set right by one horrible, embarrassing incident. You're like, all right, better fly straighter now. Mm-hmm. You know, I won't pretend to know what the deeper issues are, but mm-hmm. In terms of putting a fine point on what the stakes are here and how close the scrutiny is here, there can be no mistake anymore about how high the stakes are or how unbelievably unrelenting the scrutiny is here. So he can't, if he once upon a time had some idea that he could go to a strip joint and, you know,
go on IG Live
place with money and go on it and it would be fine, that he can't have any illusions
yes.
about that anymore.
Right.
So if he does it again, it's or something anything like it, it would seem to me to be then indicative of a bigger problem. But right now, hopefully this was the cold bucket of water that he needed.
Talking with Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins on Twitter. I think Dylan's always been like this, but it's a quote a night at this point with Dylan. Well, what have you thought of the antics as of late? Calls Theo Pinson a cheerleader. Everything's going national with Dylan Brooks and his postgame remarks.
Yeah, I think he's embraced it even more than he used to. Like, it is funny. 2 years ago, Drew Hill once did a story, tried to do a story on Dylan the villain, and, you know, using that term, and yep. Dylan kind of pushed back on it. And I think it was during the Donovan Mitchell when they were going up against Donovan Mitchell in the playoffs. And I think he's embraced it now, even more so. And I honestly, I don't rule out that Dylan thinks this is good for his career. Like, he is in a contract year.
That's what I'm feeling. That's sort of the vibe I'm getting.
Like, I'm going to get attention. I'm going to embrace this. I'm going to be like, before, I just had a few people booing me and other people ignoring me. Now, I'm going to embrace this and create havoc. Now, I think the havoc is a little more called for when it's Golden State. It's a little loonier, it seems like, when it's Theo. Like, well, what was that about?
Theo,
like, you know, calling it seemed a little more unhinged last night, or a little more unnecessary, I guess. Having said that, it's a technical that's going to have you sit out against Houston. That doesn't strike me as the end of the world in terms of damage you're doing to your team or anything, but. It does feel like, and then people are talking about it. You know, as we sat around waiting for Ja to talk, there was a lot of discussion about that. And like the other thing that Dylan said last night was, because he's very admiring of Kyrie Irving's game offensively, and he said, "Yeah, you know, he's the god of the mid range. He's like, that's what I want to be when I can shoot more." And he said that evidently multiple times. So, like, what in the hell does that even mean? Like, does he think there's going to be some future incarnation of the Grizzlies where he can shoot more? Or is he talking about going to some other team where he can shoot more? Or
who's he going to, by the way? I mean, that would be a bottom feeder.
Bizarre. Oh, yeah, well, he's going to, you know, whatever, Houston, and shoot more. But what? Good luck getting your shots on that team. But, it was just an odd, and evidently he said some variations of that multiple times. Kyrie did go 0-8 in the fourth quarter, though, and you can give Dylan credit, or you can give Kyrie's foot credit, or whatever else you credit. But he did go 0-8 in the fourth quarter, and he didn't have any assists on the game, and Memphis wins again. So, I guess I'm just I embrace it as part of the show.
Now, the matchups potentially the Grizzlies would have in the playoffs right now would be the Mavericks or the Warriors. Mavericks they saw last night, even without Luka. Which one of those matchups do you like more on the Grizzlies side? And obviously, the Mavericks would have to go through the play-in. Okay, so and I heard you and Jeffrey talk about this a tad bit.
First of all, you have to understand, I am driven purely by convenience, and for me, I would like Dallas because it's easier to get there. It's cheaper to stay there. It's easier to get there. And so of the two, I would prefer Dallas to Golden State. Golden State, I honestly think they should beat either of them. But Golden State has, first of all, they're really good at home. And they have, they have proven last year what they did was they stumbled through the regular season and then they became something else in the postseason. Now, I'm more skeptical of that happening this year, partly because Andrew Wiggins, we don't know whether he's going to be there. And so, Giannis, the roster isn't the same.
And did they stumble as bad as they did this year or last year?
Not even close,
it doesn't feel like.
No. But then again, I don't think Dallas is very good either.
Yeah. And
who knows with Luka? I don't think Dallas is very good. But I don't – it's what the weird thing is that all of these matchups – this is the only point I was talking about this morning – is that when you look at last night's game, that's going to likely have nothing or very little to do with the game that you will see if these teams actually meet in the playoffs. Because presumably you're going to have Ja – and you may have Steven Adams, and you may have, I just could go ahead and predict you're going to have Luka. And so last night we saw a fourth quarter that was Santi Aldama and David Roddy and Luka. It didn't feel like a certainly playoff atmosphere in terms of the lineups that are rolled out there. And so it's just such a weird, normally at this time of year, you feel like in the playoff, jostling for position, that you're going to be seeing stars going up against stars. And for reasons not really having anything to do with load management, we're not seeing that this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I get it. And it feels like all the home schedule has had that sort of for the Grizzlies with opposing teams. It feels like that has been just sort of a trend that we've seen all year, is that opposing teams' best players are just not out there. And I think that has a lot to do with what we see in the West right now, how jumbled up and ridiculous it is.
Yeah, I mean, the truth of the matter is the Grizzlies without Ja, without Steven Adams, without Brandon Clark, have had a better record than almost every team in the West, which is, it's just been a disaster. And so I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if, whether with three games left or four games left, the Grizzlies look at who's where. And at that point, you start calculating, okay, we want to get this matchup. And so because we want to get this matchup, we're either going to play our starters more or we're going to play them less or whatever. But they have before. The year that they beat San Antonio in the playoffs, they really wanted San Antonio in the playoffs. So they manipulated it so they were in that matchup. They thought that was their best matchup. And so it'll be interesting to see if at the end of the season, right now they're just trying to win games, get the two seed and reintegrate Ja and be playing, something like their best basketball heading into the playoffs. But at some point they may start actually trying to manipulate for a matchup. I just don't know who they'd like and who they'd not like.
Yeah. And right now though, too, I brought this up earlier, Grizzlies next three games, Rockets and Hawks, and then the Kings, who are chasing them. I mean, they just lost to the Jazz, but they have Celtics tonight, Suns on Friday, Jazz on Saturday. I mean, I think that potentially, like we talked about this number two spot and the Kings ultimately overtaking and winning it, but right now that's completely up in the air. It feels like the Grizzlies can actually get some space there and be in that number two spot. I don't know how much they'd have to jostle to sort of fall down and get a matchup against the Warriors if they'd like that. I feel like they're just sort of aiming as high as they can and seeing what comes out of the play-in if they can get that two spot.
And it is sort of amazing that this idea that they would fall to four is just
it's gone.
If they have 11 games left, they're not going to. They're going to finish second or third. For all the challenges they've had this year, they are going to finish second or third, which is pretty remarkable.
Yes, it is crazy. Now, last thing for you, Jeff. The Alabama situation, Nick Saban was talking about his DB, Tony Mitchell, his arrest for, and he got charged with possession of marijuana with intent to distribute, drove 141 miles per hour, and he says there's no such thing as wrong place, wrong time, which completely goes against everything that, that Nate Oates said about Brandon Miller, wrong spot, wrong time. I said in the previous segment, to, in my first hour, I don't think it was he tried to directly shoot that at Nate Oates in particular, but I do think it accomplishes the same exact goal that if he had,
why
if he had wanted
he
to. Just because I think that's a cliche. It's always used. That's the only thing I think. I've heard coaches say that a million different times. There's no such thing as wrong spot, wrong time. I mean, Justin Fuente has said that a million times in front of the group. Right. Mike Norvell, same thing. So regardless, though, I think it accomplishes the same message that if he had said it on purpose, it accomplishes the same thing.
Well, I think it is, I guess we'll never know for sure.
Right.
My view would be, yes, it is a cliche. But when it is such a public focus in the state of Alabama that there is, Nate Oates said, what? And when you're Nick Saban and you pay attention to everything and you choose your words carefully, I don't think it is an accident that you let out the exact same words saying there is no such thing. In other words, I think, yes, normally you might have said that cliche and not thought anything else about it, but given the significance that that phrase has taken in Alabama, I think it's harder to stumble in it. And the reason that I think it matters whether it was intentional or not, and you may well be right, but if it was intentional, it's so much more delicious because then it isn't just Nick Saban sort of taking a shot at Nate Oates. It's really even deeper than that. It's Nick Saban sort of saying to me, this university is about this football program. Let's not forget who is king here. And you are going to sully the reputation of our university, our athletic department, et cetera, by playing some dude who was present at a murder. And no, I'm not going to have you just sully the reputation of our university when I have worked so hard to build its reputation and have you come waltzing in here as a freaking basketball coach of all things,
right,
and try to tell me that there's the wrong place, wrong time. So that's why I'm going to cling, whether it's true or not, I'm going to cling to the idea that it was intentional, because that is so much more delicious than your explanation, which may be more accurate, but isn't nearly as much fun.
But intentional or not, somebody had to be a grown-up in that athletic department. And Nick Saban showed that he's going
to be
that guy. So I think the messaging really hits the same, regardless of if it's intentional or not.
The funny thing, though, is that the cliche, the wrong place, wrong time, doesn't really fit when you're going 138 miles an hour. Like, that's not a wrong place, wrong time fits.
I see your point here.
When you're in the car of someone who's going 138 miles an hour. But when you're going 138 miles an hour, the wrong place, wrong time isn't even an excuse that anyone could float up. You know, wrong place, wrong
time. In your car with 226 grams of pot with scales and bags.
I get it. Someone else's car and they've got scales or weed or whatever else, wrong place, wrong time. But that works. But wrong place, wrong time does not work when you're going 138. It just doesn't.
You may have brought me around to your side. You may have brought me around with that one. It's a great point. That's a fantastic point. And honestly, yes, it's more fun if we have a riff between Nate Oates and Nick Saban. But again, somebody had to be a damn grown up, and Nick Saban made sure that he was going to be that guy. Yep. But Jeff, appreciate the heck out of it, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Dave. See you.
Jeff Calkins, Daily Memphian columnist. Also, Jeff Calkins Show 9-11 on these airwaves. We have to go ahead and get to a break. We'll be back with more of the Gabe Kuhn Show next.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's college basketball station. The best college hoops and stories in Memphis live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's Hoops Place.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here with the Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Let's take a look at some pro football futures coming up for this season and the NFC North division prices, where Detroit is the odds-on favorite, plus 135. Chicago, after trading out of the number one pick in the draft, is at 3-1, along with last year's division champ, Minnesota. Green Bay sitting at plus 450, and if I had to bet this right now, Green Bay would be where I would look. Think they're pretty undervalued right now. Know that the star quarterback's going to get traded to New York of the AFC. I like Green Bay's young fourth-year quarterback. The rest of the roster's really good, and I like this price also. So if I had to bet the NFC North right now, give me Green Bay at plus 450. That's it for this Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and take your game to the next level with the king of sportsbooks. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
Mom, Dad, Sis?
Here we go again.
Why are you in a suit?
Picture, if you will, a world with the best network imaginable. I'm talking about the Xfinity 10G network.
Go on.
Mom, remember how your reality shows wouldn't load with all of us online? Now you can binge. And Susie, we'll have fast internet in the basement.
Nice.
If you have any questions, here's my card.
This is just your name on a gum wrapper.
Introducing the 10G network only from Xfinity. The future starts now. Now through March 21st, new customers can get 200 megabit Xfinity internet during our limited-time Xfinity 10G network launch celebration for just $25 a month for 2 years. Plus, there's no annual contract required, and you get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and devices. Actual speeds vary.
Spring is around the corner. That means the sounds of air conditioners cranking up will be in the air soon. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. This month only, receive $1,000 off the purchase of a new Carrier AC unit. No gimmicks. Just $1,000 off for the Choate's Early Bird Carrier AC Special. If your AC is in good shape, call us to get your $60 20-point AC tune-up to get your AC cleaned and ready for the warm seasons ahead. Choate's is here for all your cooling, heating, plumbing, air duct cleaning, and commercial needs. Call us today at 347-8086 to take advantage of these Early Bird Specials. Or to schedule online, visit ChoateshVAC.com. So turn to the experts with Choate's. And remember, let our family serve your family.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
I like to be active, and as you get older, I know it because I am older. You're more prone to injury, and I could not get rid of the pain.
QC Kinetics patient Diane Richardson talking about how a hiking injury left her in awful pain.
No one wants to live in pain. I certainly don't want to live in pain. I don't have time for pain.
Diane had heard about regenerative medicine, so she called QC Kinetics and started treatment right away, and the results were incredible.
I couldn't believe it. I honestly was skeptical, but the pain went from a 10 to a 0.
QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in using natural biologics, healing properties from your own body to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. There's no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime.
The result was phenomenal. I mean, I was not feeling any pain. I'm able to do everything that I want to do.
If you have pain from arthritis or injury, this may be the solution you're looking for. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation.
It was a game changer.
Call QC Kinetics, 901-445-1010. That's 901-445-1010. 901-445-1010.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, hit records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental. And anything I got is not a rental. I own that mom.
Back in. Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. We have a couple of news notes before we hop into a Dame Lillard sound. From yesterday. Dame Lillard, there's a lot of discussion around the NBA about him being sat down by the Portland Trailblazers for the rest of the year, and he was asked about what's going to happen in this offseason and a potential rebuild with the Trailblazers. And honestly, it's the closest we've ever gotten to hearing his full truth about it. But in the NFL yesterday, we had a couple of moves, and I want to get to the running back moves first. The Cowboys end up signing Ronald Jones, which I think is a very useful signing considering the outgoing departure of Zeke Elliott. And Zeke Elliott, of course, body blows type back. Cowboys, I mean, this offseason, as much as, you know, we talk about the Cowboys, maybe over-talk them at times, I think they've done a pretty decent job. They go and they get Brandon Cooks offensively. They add another weapon there for Dak to throw to on the outside. We'll get to that a little bit later. They add Stephon Gilmore on the defensive side of the ball. And then Ronald Jones, I think, is a useful back to have to give you some of those body blows runs that Tony Pollard may not be able to give you consistently going into next year coming off of an ankle injury. So that was nice. Also, Damian Harris signed a one-year deal with the Bills. And this, to me, Bennett, is actually a very, very sneaky good signing. For 1 year, the Bills have not had a running back like him in their building.
No.
Since Josh Allen has been there.
Agreed. If he can stay healthy, like, he is really good.
He's a real,
yeah. I mean, and for that team, yeah.
4 years with the Patriots, ran for 929 yards and 15 TDs in 2021. I mean, he has had a pretty sneaky decent career, 26 years old. You know, no Devin Singletary. You can sort of compliment him with James Cook, who they drafted last year out of Georgia, who catches a lot of passes. I just feel like, you know, if you want to get an edge as the Bills, if you're the Bills, this is a guy who can give you some edge in running the ball. That's something we have attacked against. You put too much on Josh Allen, too much onus on him to run the ball. Damian Harris can absolutely alleviate that. Now, they have to do some things within the margins on that offensive line. But Damian Harris, that's a good, sneaky good signing. Also, we're going to talk about Cam Newton a little bit later. You remember DJ Fluker by chance?
Yes.
DJ Fluker,
yes.
Big old offensive guard out of Alabama, was an All-American by the time he finished his career at Alabama. He's going to participate in Alabama Pro Day. And if you have not seen him, Bennett, and if you out there have not seen what he looks like, he has transformed his body completely, still around 320 pounds.
I saw the pictures,
pounds.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I know. He looks different.
A unit,
sure.
Man.
Yeah.
An absolute unit. He's all cut up now. I mean, I wonder if he'll be able to get back into the NFL because that's a guy who they thought, obviously a first-round pick, was going to be fantastic out of college, and it never really worked out
right.
That way. He gained a little bit too much weight. It looks like he has dropped that weight completely. Now, on to the NBA. Dame Lillard, there's been a lot of discussion about this. The Trailblazers are thinking about shutting him down soon. And I think, you know, at the end of the past two seasons, we've had this discussion about Dame and, you know, how good he is. I mean, one of the best point guards in the game, best scorers in the game, best three-point shooters in the game. He said, I believe last week, we pretty much have fallen out of the race for the 10th spot. I love to play. I love the competition. I haven't been ready to give that up. But it does come to a point in time when you do stop putting your competitive nature out front. Now, last night, he was also asked by reporters about what the future holds in Portland if he stays around and what he would think about being part of sort of a rebuild of sorts. And this is what he had to say.
That's not what I'm interested in. So that's the frustrating part of it is talking about, oh, you know, for what's going to happen next season and us building, like that's not what I'm here to do, especially at this stage of my career. So as much as it is encouraging to promote that brand of basketball that you probably win with going forward, and that's what we got to learn to make a habit of. I mean, right now I'm not out there looking like, okay, we making these plays. This is what we got to start doing for next. You know, that's You know, it's hard for me to remove myself from the present as far as that and then go forward about being excited about what we're doing that weekend.
This is about as close to full frustration as we've ever seen Dame Lillard in his entire career, at least publicly. He's 32 years old. He's been unbelievable for some years. He's an all-star. He's an all-NBA guy, one of the best three-point shooters outside of Steph Curry in the entire NBA. This, to me, is sort of the first sign of potentially him actually thinking about moving on. Now, I know that we've talked about this in the past and it's never happened, and he seems not complacent, but he seems comfortable in Portland, and he wants to deliver Portland a championship. But right there, more than any time in his career, I sense a guy that is frustrated. Everything has sort of fallen out of his hands. He has no control over what's going to happen in Portland, and they're not competing. Right now, 31-40, I believe they're in the number 13 spot in the West, 16.5 games out of first, four full games, out of the play-in. I mean, there comes a time in everyone's career, and he's still relatively young, considering what he's able to do on a basketball court at 32 years old. There comes a time in everyone's career where they do have to make decisions for themselves. And I think, you know, now more than ever, Dame has to make that decision right this second, and I think ultimately he needs to get himself out of Portland.
Yeah, I mean, they've lost six in a row. They're not good, and it's not like they've got all their guys playing right now. Like, you know, they've got Dame, obviously. They've got Nurkic. They've got Anthony Simons. Cam Reddish started the other night.
They added Matisse at the trade deadline.
Yeah, and it's just not working. You know, I think Nurkic is a good – you know, he's a solid big man. He's a solid center. He's inconsistent at times.
Always off the floor.
I respect the hell out of Damian Lillard.
I do too. 100%.
That guy has given a lot to that organization, in my opinion. I mean, he's stuck through it. You know, they trade CJ McCollum. He's on board. Like, it's okay. Let's go. And it's just not working out. And they're going to have to rebuild. I mean, they're at the bottom of the West in a wide-open West.
Yeah.
Like, the West, that's the thing, is the West is wide open. So, like, the fact that they're not competitive at all and they want to be is telling. And, I think it's, like, time to for a friendly split.
Well, the thing is, like, when does, for him, frustration fully boil over? They're going, like, if they trade him, they're getting a heck of a haul.
Yeah.
They can start their rebuild that way.
Right.
And Damian Lillard doesn't have to be a part of that. You can trade him to a contender. You can find him a spot, a good landing spot. But, like, the frustration to this point with Damian Lillard, like, him in the public talking about it, has not really been at this level.
That's right.
And there comes a time where when you start to see that publicly, eventually, you know, a year, maybe 2 years down the road, you start to go your separate ways.
Yeah, because realistically, what
can they do?
What can they do to put a championship-level team around Damian Lillard?
They've tried to bring in Jeremy Grant. They've tried to do this, tried to do that. They've tried to get away from CJ McCollum
see what they could get for Anthony Simons, Nurkic. Like, they're not going to get a return that's going to help them compete for an NBA title. They're just not. And so that's why I think it makes sense to get what you can, start the rebuild now, and I think Damian Lillard would be happy with it.
And at what point, like right now, look at all the young players he's around, Matisse Thybulle, Cam Reddish, Anthony Simons, Trendon Watford, Nasir Little, Shaedon Sharpe, like guys that are in the rotation. At what point does he realize, okay, like I can bring these guys along as much as I want, but everybody's a developmental project, and I don't know what these guys are actually going to turn into.
Right.
And like, the Trailblazers have put themselves in this position. When was the Western Conference Finals? How long ago was that? Are we talking 2019? I mean, it was a long time ago at this point, and they've just never been able to recreate anything close to that for Damian Lillard. And I don't know where a good landing spot. He could plug and play just about anywhere as a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
But the time has come. Cheat the grind. Stop worrying about trying to deliver Portland a championship that they're never ultimately going to surround you with the players to go get. I think the time has come.
Also, Cam Reddish, it ain't going to happen. It's not gonna happen.
Isn't everybody's holding out hope though, right? Come on.
I feel like, because I've seen Grizzlies fans be intrigued with, like, Cam Reddish. Like,
everyone's intrigued with Cam Reddish.
Let's go get Cam Reddish. Dude, it's not happening. That dude is not a winning basketball player.
He's 23 years old. Good three-point shot. Good offensive bag. I guess he could be good and locked in on the defensive end if you get that from him every night. But there does come a point. What is he, 3 years into his career? I mean, there does come a point where you decide, okay, this is just not going to happen for us. This is not going to happen for us. Now, I know we've had these conversations about Dame a million different times, but the tone with which he is talking at this moment is starting to signal to me that he may think about something this offseason. We have seen it fall flat a million times with him in the past 3 to 4 years, but, I mean, the frustration outwardly at his situation and trying to rebuild over and over and over again since C.J. McCollum's been gone, you can start to see it. You can start to see the beginnings of the end for Dame Lillard in Portland. Now let's go ahead and get to a break. And when we come back, we'll get to small talk.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station on the free Odyssey app. Download it now on your phone. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Gabe Kuhn here for Old Dominic. Are you a whiskey lover on the hunt for the perfect sip during the NBA playoffs? Look no further than Old Dominic Tennessee Whiskey, made right here in the heart of downtown Memphis. And might we add, the first whiskey to be distilled, barreled, and aged and bottled in Memphis since Prohibition. Old Dominic's newly released Tennessee Whiskey is now available in Memphis, Arkansas, and Mississippi. Look for their new Tennessee whiskey and all their great products at your favorite retailers or ask for it by name at your favorite locally owned restaurant. But why stop there? Head on downtown and witness firsthand their state-of-the-art distillery and learn what makes Old Dominic so special. Whether you're stopping in for a refreshing drink while exploring Memphis, joining them for a tour and tasting, or finishing up a night out in style, Old Dominic has something for everyone's taste in an elevated yet relaxed atmosphere, perfect for hosting that special event or even a wedding. But there's more. Old Dominic is the official spirit of the Memphis Grizzlies. Look for their new Tennessee whiskey and all their great products this playoff season inside FedEx Forum at their two bar locations where they're serving up craft cocktails. Old Dominic Distillery, come say hi.
The tournament's heating up, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. That's because right now, FanDuel's giving new customers a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Just go to FanDuel.com/JSmith and sign up today to claim your no-sweat first bet. Then you can wager on everything from the money line to point spreads to which team will be cutting down the net. FanDuel makes it easy, too, for beginners with pre-built parlays all on an app that's safe, secure, super easy, and fun to use. So don't miss your shot at a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Just go to FanDuel.com/JSmith to sign up. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions do apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
Mom, Dad, Sis?
Here we go again.
Why are you in a suit?
Picture, if you will, a world with the best network imaginable. I'm talking about the Xfinity 10G network.
Go on.
Mom, remember how your reality shows wouldn't load with all of us online? Now you can binge. And Susie, we'll have fast internet in the basement.
Nice.
If you have any questions, here's my card.
This is just your name on a gum wrapper.
Introducing the 10G network only from Xfinity. The future starts now. Now through March 21st, new customers can get 200 megabit Xfinity internet during our limited-time Xfinity 10G network launch celebration for just $25 a month for 2 years. Plus, there's no annual contract required, and you get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless fill-in and auto-pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and devices. Actual speeds vary.
Come celebrate the savings with Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike. It's Ram Truck Month and the Jeep Celebration event, so we're ready to rock. 2022 Jeep Renegade, $5,000 off. 2022 Dodge Charger, $6,000 off. And 2023 Grand Cherokee El Dorado with third row seating, $7,000 off. Plus 2022 Fiat 500X, $4,000 off. Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike says you won't find a better deal. deal anywhere else. And if we don't have it, Gossett will order it today. So drive past the rest and come to the best at Gossett on the Pike or shop online at GossettMotorcars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
CF500X, NP98268, MSRP30950, Renegade, NPN95921, MSRP32130, Charger number NH261941, MSRP35630, Cherokee, PH794494, MSRP46765. Includes all rebates and incentives, excludes tax final license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3/31/23. Dealer stock only.
Your window into affordable luxury is Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis.
At Pella, we offer quality replacement windows at any budget.
Can't believe the price of my new windows. They were so affordable.
If I knew I could afford windows and doors as gorgeous as these, I would have chosen Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis years ago.
Right now, save 25% on your entire project or get 50% off installation.
The highest quality, the greatest value.
Choose Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis, your window into affordable luxury.
This responsible gaming message is brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. When you play the lottery, it's important to play responsibly. Know your limit and spend only what you can afford. Set a budget and stick to it. And remember, as long as you're having fun, you're always a winner in our book. The Tennessee Lottery is a proud supporter of National Problem Gambling Awareness Month. To learn more about problem gambling resources, visit tnlottery.com.
It's March, and you know what that means? Taxes are almost due. Jackson Hewitt can help you win tax season. That's the sound of your maximum tax refund. The sound of getting 50% off tax prep. The sound of many of our competitors' prices going up. And the sound of getting to your nearest Jackson Hewitt. Hurry in for 50% off tax prep before this offer expires April 9th. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
Hi.
Who's this?
Buzz. He appears whenever you eat Honey Nut Cheerios.
Like a genie?
Sure.
Ooh, does he grant wishes? I wish I lived in a giant boot. No, I wish I could swim with a humpback whale. No.
I can grant you a delicious bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios, which can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Ooh, with heart shapes, too.
Happy Heart-Shaped Cheerios are back for a limited time. Pick up a box of Honey Nut Cheerios at your local store for an easy, delicious, and heart-healthy start to your day.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Going out, head west, red legs, TVs, all up in the headrest. Trying to live it up, rock jewel, bigger truck, peace all glittered up, stick a kid, what?
Still plenty to come on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. The Blitz will be about 6:30. We have plenty to get to there, a lot of NFL news. We'll talk about some wide receiver movement, Adam Thielen and Brandon Cooks. In particular, we'll talk about Lamar. Also, on some baseball news, we have some WBC that we have to discuss. Japan and the U.S. will face off at 6 p.m. tonight, FS1, in the final of the WBC. That should be very, very interesting to watch. Also, before we hop into the small talk, Christian Fowler is scheduled to join us here in about 9 minutes. And also, Memphis women win again. Ball
about
State,
that.
79-62, 20-0 start to the game, and they were able to hold off Ball State. This is their first women's NIT Super 16 since 1999. They're scheduled to travel to Bowling Green, another MAC matchup at 5 p.m. on Thursday. So should be fun. We'll keep an eye out on it, and you should as well. But right now, let's get into small talk.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
A couple of things, and this, you know, Small Talk has really become a Larsa Pippen segment in a lot of ways. Yeah, it really has.
Yeah.
Because she just can't stop talking to the media, and I guess paparazzi are going after her for her relationship with Marcus Jordan, of course, Michael Jordan's son. The most recent development here, this is something, Bennett. She said recently that she will change her last name if married to Marcus Jordan. And their relationship is advancing, so she would be Larsa Jordan at that point. So she'd have the Pippen name at one point, then she'd change it to Jordan to go be with Marcus Jordan. Again, I mean, in all of these discussions, how much does she hate Scotty at this point? How much is, I mean, that relationship has come and gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can't stand each other. This is brutal to see. And the Michael Jordan and Scotty sort of relationship that's been frayed for some years. I gotta imagine this would add to it, right?
It's wild. I mean, it is a wild deal. And listen, she, like, she's, you know, my wife watches, and I also watch with her sometimes the Real Housewives. Now, we don't really watch. She's on the Miami one. We don't really watch that one that much. But
so you were slightly into, like, trash TV a little bit.
Yeah.
Are you a Bachelor guy?
Yeah, like, no. Okay, no, none of that. It's mainly, like, all the Bravo stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, I have been kind of sucked into that a little bit. Like, it'll typically be, you know, on the big TV. I'll give that to my wife, and I'll have whatever sports or games on, like, on the iPad right there. But I, you know, I'm watching along as well. But we don't watch the Miami one that she's on, but she's clearly, like, you know, she's promoting herself and her show. Like, it's not like... There are some agendas here.
Oh, 100%. You know what
I mean? 100%. I'm not, like, sitting here saying she's not in love with Michael Jordan's kid. Don't get me wrong.
You're kind of insinuating it a little bit, right? You have to have that question.
I mean, just what a bizarre, I don't know if it's a coincidence, just what a bizarre situation, or the irony of her dating Scottie Pippen's, you know, greatest teammate of all time, his son now. Like, it's outrageous.
So she is 48. Marcus Jordan is 32. So a 16-year age difference.
And if you're Marcus Jordan,
you don't go through with, like, marriage, yeah, right? You don't do that.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. Whatever.
She's been caught cheating before, right?
That's like, right. Yeah, whatever floats your boat. No, I'm not the age, whatever.
It's just the insane fact that
it is Michael Jordan's son, and she was married to Scottie Pippen for years. It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, and she literally puts, like, all of her, she puts her family in just such uncomfortable situations.
Bro. I feel bad for kids.
Scottie Pippen Jr. is in the same organization as Malik Beasley now. To promote herself, she has put her family through hell. Let's be honest. And that's a brutal thing to see. Yeah. That's brutal. And Scottie, I mean, he already can't live this down, her dating Marcus Jordan, but if they get married and she takes the Jordan name, Larsa Jordan, oh, Lord.
Wow.
Good God. Now, also, on some a little bit less fun news, have you heard about the ESPN layoffs that are coming soon?
Mm-mm.
This is brutal. So Andrew Marchand from the New York Post is talking about ESPN layoffs, and ESPN's going to cut a fair amount of on-air talent. He said 7,000 jobs on air and behind the scenes are going to be
cut.
And this is from Disney CEO Bob Iger. And, like, I looked at this. I was reading the story. And obviously ESPN spent heavy on, you know, talent, you know, with Troy Aikman, 18 a year, Joe Buck, 15 a year, Stephen A. Smith, 12 a year. There is very few untouchables. Those guys are untouchable. Stephen A is untouchable. And I believe Scott Van Pelt is the other name that has come up as untouchable.
Yep.
Everybody else apparently is on the table. So all the people from NFL Live, all the people from NBA Today, all of these reporters, I mean, some of the names that we will see cut here relatively soon are going to be massive ones. And they'll no longer have that on-air time. They're going to have to find somewhere else to land.
Yeah, it's interesting just because of the way that how TV is changing in the streaming world. And, like, you know, Disney Plus, I do not think has been a big success for Disney, what they thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And, you know,
It had a good unveiling.
I mean, we still watch it. I got kids. I think that it's not doing as well as they would have hoped. And, you know, ESPN, like, the cord cutting is what's affecting ESPN. It's just, I think that they're not getting subscribers to that bundle like they want with Disney Plus, ESPN Plus. I think they thought that would be way bigger than it is.
But 7,000 is an inordinate amount of jobs being cut. Like, that's a scary thought. I mean, we're talking about the four-letter network.
I mean, it's something like, I think that you're paying, and even if you don't watch it, like, if you have a cable subscription, I think you're paying, like, $5 a month for ESPN, which is huge if you think about it. You know, compared to, like, all the channels that you have and what your bill costs every month, the fact that you're probably paying about $5 a month for ESPN, even if you don't watch it,
that's
pretty substantial.
That's something. So keep an eye on it. I think there's some people already stepping away because they're mad with how this is being this is being reported and what's going to happen, but 7,000 jobs being cut at ESPN. But let's go ahead and get to a break. When we come back on the other side, we talk about the Tigers basketball season wrap-up. We'll get into a little Tiger football with Christian Fowler. That's next, 92.9 FM ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 370. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
We asked Rodney and Karen if they'd been to the old Southland Casino.
It's been about 4 years ago since we went.
Then we asked them to give the all-new Southland Casino Hotel a shot.
Oh, we're going to have so much fun in here.
And what do they think of Southland now?
Loved it. I love the facility, the bright colors, the clean rooms. We've already invited people to come back.
The all-new Southland Casino Hotel. Experience it for yourself. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
How do you know I have three sons? You know where my three sons and I all go for our dentist needs? Of course we go see Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi. Of course we do. We have been for years. Visiting the Smile Center makes going to the dentist actually a pleasure. Teeth well taken care of for, and it is a delight to go see him. He and his...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.